This is Fresh Air. Until recently, most Westerners pictured life in Eastern Europe as grim and silent. But world music commentator Milo Miles has been listening to some music from Yugoslavia that he says contradicts that image.
When I speak of world music in these features, I mean music that has resulted from growing worldwide culture. I mean music that responds to international media, portable cassettes playing in all countries, electric guitars and synthesizers spreading everywhere. I do not mean folk music from around the world. But occasionally, bands that stick pretty much to local traditions come up with albums that are so bumptious, so vigorous, and so much fun, they have to be mentioned. One such recording is Blow, Bishir, Blow, by Jova Bishir Stiljaković and his brass orchestra. These Yugoslavians don't play polkas. They are not quaint. They are party animals, especially at wedding parties, it turns out. In this country, Bishir and the Orchestra would be called a general business band, since they play for feast days, inaugurations, whatever's available. And since everybody knows they're good, they represent Yugoslavia at international music festivals. It's Bishir and the guy's straightforward, everyman professionalism that you catch right away, that and the foot-stomping bass lines. They're not finicky museum keepers of folk culture, but a hard-working band that wants you to have a good time. Spanish influence is evident in the orchestra's trumpet solos. In fact, quite a crisscross of sounds from Europe and the Middle East turns up in the orchestra's repertoire. Here's a familiar tune given the unique orchestra treatment and called Israel Orient. Of course, the brass orchestra will interest those who already like the Bulgarian women's choir albums. Funny thing is, though, I'm sure Bishir would win over confirmed fans of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band and other New Orleans ensembles. Maybe guys who like to pick up horns and lead a dance in the streets are the same around the world.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes regularly about pop music for the Village Voice. He reviewed Blow, Bishir, Blow on the British Globestyle label. This is Fresh Air.